Prologue, Paris, France, January 1308. Jacques de Molay sought death. He was the 22nd master of the Poor Fellow Soldiers of Christ and the Temple of Solomon, a religious order that had existed for 200 years. But for the past 3 months, he, like 5,000 of his brothers, had been a prisoner of Philip IV, King of France.
"You will stand," Guillaume Ambert ordered.
Ambert was France's Grand Inquisitor. De Molay had often wondered what, besides pain, brought joy to the Dominican soul.
"I will do nothing you desire," said De Molay.
Ambert's torture in the days after the October 13 arrests had been brutal, and many brothers had confessed to wrongdoing. De Molay cringed at the memory of his own admissions, that those in the order denied Jesus Christ and spat upon a cross in contempt of him. De Molay had even broken down and written a letter calling on the brothers to confess, and a sizable lot had. But just a few days ago, emissaries from Pope Clement V had arrived in Paris. Clement was Philip's puppet, which was why de Molay had brought gold and silver with him to France last summer to buy the king's favor. Yet the king longed not for tributes. He wanted all the order possessed. So charges of heresy were fabricated and thousands of Templars arrested in a single day. Over the past 3 months, de Molay had endured sleep deprivation, been placed in irons, his feet smeared with fat and held close to flames, his body stretched on the rack. He lay back on his stinking bed. Ambert motioned, and two guards yanked de Molay upright.
"Bring him,"
Ambert ordered. De Molay had been arrested at the Paris Temple and held there since last October. The temple was a Templar headquarters, a financial center, and did not possess any torture chamber. Ambert had improvised, converting the chapel into a place of unimaginable anguish, one that de Molay had visited often over the past 3 months. De Molay was dragged inside the chapel and brought to the center of the black and white checkered floor. Many a brother had been welcomed into the order beneath this star-studded ceiling.
"I am told," Ambert said, "that this is where the most secret of your ceremonies were performed."
The Frenchman strutted near a receptacle de Molay knew well.
"I have studied the contents of this chest. It contains a human skull, two thigh bones, and a white burial shroud. Curious, no?"
De Molay thought of the words every postulant uttered when welcomed into the order. "I will suffer all that is pleasing to God."
"Strip him," Ambert ordered.
The smock he'd worn since the day after his arrest was torn from his body. De Molay stood tall and asked,
"Why must I be humiliated? You know the brothers frown on such displays." "Whatever do you mean?"
The question carried an air of incredulousness. Ambert reached down into the chest and removed a long twill cloth.
10 charges have been leveled against your precious order.
They ranged from worshipping idols to condoning homosexuality.
"The one that most concerns me is your requirement that each brother deny Christ and spit on the true cross."
Ambert motioned, and the two guards clamped shackles on de Molay's wrists, then stepped back and stretched out his arms. Ambert produced a multi-tailed whip. Ambert lashed the whip onto de Molay's bare back. Pain surged through him. Another blow came, then another. De Molay did not want to give Ambert any satisfaction, but the pain overcame him, and he shrieked in agony.